left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to the second hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I forgot to mention, that's only a one-minute station identification break. So all you folks who are in the restroom, let's flush and get back to the radio, get back to the computer, and welcome back. Thank you for joining me on this lovely Saturday afternoon. Here's what I would do, my friends. I would bring a promissory note. I would bring spare promissory notes ready to be filled in with the names of the parties. I might bring another payment instrument as well, but we'll talk more about that on future programs. I would bring a copy of UCC 3-104, your state's version thereof. I would bring a copy of 31 CFR 103.11. Nice large letters, something you can slide under their nose, and I would highlight the sentence in each that's most apropos. I would bring a copy of the indemnity bond against which this promissory note is written, where the auction house and or the sheriff and the court and the judge and all are listed, and I would have them highlighted. And if it's an auction house, I would have the auction house highlighted perhaps in a light green highlight or something that really stands out from the other highlights, so I could find it at a glance. If it's a sheriff, then I'd have the sheriff's account highlighted. I would bring a copy of my Form 56 in which I have appointed the Secretary of the Treasury as fiduciary for this matter and for all tax matters related thereto. That form is a five-minute fill-out job. It's very easy to do, and in fact, maybe if we get time later in the program, we'll come back and I'll tell you how I would fill that out. Now, that's not my technology, other than to say about 3-4 years ago, I dabbled with using Form 56 and I rejected it in my short-sightedness, but that technology has worked for one party in particular, and it, now that I've analyzed its potential, I think it makes great sense as adding tremendously to our BIC capabilities, along with some of these other add-ons that I just started to discuss last Sunday night in the second hour of the program. By the way, as a note, last Sunday starts out as a repeat. That's only because I was late getting to the station during the first hour. So the first hour is a repeat, a rebroadcast. The second hour is live, and we handle all sorts of new materials, including the material that we're reviewing here, the Form 56 and some of the other forms. I would bring with me a specific durable power of attorney document that we made available at the last Law Merchant Leadership Retreat. And that would be a document appointing the sheriff or the auction house president and senior counsel as my attorneys in fact. Excuse me, I didn't mean my attorneys in fact. As the attorneys in fact for the legal fiction straw party taxpayer resident. And one alternative to that would be to bring an original Form 56 which names them. And that might hold some weight with them as well, but I think I would prefer to reserve a photocopy of the Form 56 that was sent to the secretary, indicating that the secretary has full fiduciary authority to process the payment and all of the tax implications of the payment. And for them, I'd like to place them in a position of liability with a durable power of attorney. There are some other items I would bring as well, and we will review that list right after a three-minute break, folks. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, blessed to have you join me here today.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, my friends. Thank you very much for joining me. On the list of items that I would take to the sheriff's sale, again, I would include a specific durable power of attorney, naming the sheriff or the auction house president and senior counsel, giving them direct responsibility to act in the name, place, and stead of the straw party. Actually, in this case, maybe what I said the first time might make more sense. Giving them my authority to act in their living party capacity because it's my instrument that I'm placing in. I might give them one for the straw party as well. We could have some fun with that because we're going to be asking them. That I might give them the Form 56 for because we're going to be asking them to properly engage the tax implications of this exchange. I would also bring with me, excuse me, a 1099 OID, naming myself as the payer and naming the recipient, the intended recipient, as the recipient. So if I had three fiduciaries on the instrument, I might bring three 1099 OIDs. Now, I would order the optical variety from IRS. I would type out three 1099 OIDs, and let me be specific, I would place the EIN the Social Security number without dashes in the box that asks for the federal identification number of the payer. And in the box that asks for the account that the recipient is holding, I would put in the Social Security number. That was taught to me by the fellow I mentioned earlier in the program. It's a hard concept to understand. It's very wise. It's indicating the public and private side of this transaction. And I would do one of those for each party, and I would bring some extras with me filled out at the top, attached to blank promissory notes, so I could literally imagine, sir, here's an instrument I'm filling out in your name since you seem to want to be involved in this scenario. Let me make payment to you. This representative from the governor's office will be tendering payment to you under notary seal, and here's the 1099 OID attached to it, your copy of the 1099 OID attached to it, indicating that this will be filed before end of business today with IRS. They will have notice of your liability for the taxes. By the way, the 1099 OID, as filled out, is being filled, if it was me, it's being filled out because I'm extending my credit by way of the indemnity bond, the offset bond, and the promissory note on behalf of this exchange. And so, truly, I am the payer. Now, I'm not going to get into the issues of being a payer when they make a presentment to you or you pay a bill. That's a whole other set of topics. And generally, that would not be relevant to this scenario. But if you're providing a promissory note, a tender of payment, which is a monetary instrument under their public policy rules and regulations, then the 1099 OID is appropriate. However, I would clip off the red copy and send that in to IRS as it's supposed to be sent, attached to a 1096. And I would bring with me their copy of the 1099 OID. I would bring with me one or more notaries public of that state. I would bring with me a copy of the indemnity bond, as I mentioned, but also highlighted with the appropriate accounts highlighted for easy recognition by all parties. I would also bring a copy of any offset bond against which the promissory note is routed, or a funding bond, or a set-off bond, or whatever the instrument is that one is using to anchor the promissory note. Because really, you're issuing a promise to pay, and your promissory note probably should said that you are pledging the proceeds from the particular bond through this promissory note. Here's another item I might bring. I might bring a sample criminal complaint for the grand jury, and you're saying, how can I do all of this in an hour? Well, those are already written and available on the BIC CD. The latest ones are on the BIC CD, which was made available at the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat. That CD is purely documents, no lessons, documents and research, no lessons, no audio. That particular criminal complaint is a pure public policy version, and it can be filled in 10 minutes, indicating the fellow's name, that on such and such a date, payment was tendered by Notary Public such and such. On such and such a date, Notary Public such and such issued a certificate of protest that the payment was dishonored, and a warning was given that that dishonor would comprise an acceptance of all liability in the matter. And so one might turn to a party. Yeah, you know how you've been in a situation, you didn't know what you were doing, you acted prematurely, you were facing a bureaucrat, and you say, well, if this keeps up, I'm going to file criminal charges. And what does he do? He looks at you, and he does one of two things. He either smiles and says, yeah, do your worst. He knows he's protected. Or he says, I'm giving you 30 seconds to leave, or I'm going to call the sheriff. Right? And you got all flustered, and you felt like you were spanked, and you walked out, and suddenly your I am the world's highest sovereign email address seemed a little less relevant. Well, what if you had a sample criminal complaint and you said, excuse me, Mr. Jones, you might want to review this criminal complaint with your attorney. You'll notice that's your name. It's filled out regarding this dishonor and the malfeasance that's gone on here today. And I'm going to march that right over. There's a magistrate who's expecting me in his office later today. have a nice day, and walk slowly to the door. Now, I'm not saying that you should or anyone should engage them within the criminal arena. That's not the best way to have your satisfaction. But it's certainly something I would have in my pocket. I would have a few of them in the attorney's pocket, in the notary, excuse me, to notaries everywhere, I called you attorneys. But I could have been saying attorneys, in fact. But I would have the notaries equipped with three or four blank ones ready to be filled in, and the one already pre-filled in with the president of the auction company, the CEO of the auction company, the general counsel or senior counsel of the auction company. And you can find that out. You call them up, and you present yourself in an appropriate manner and say, I need to talk to the general counsel. This is a matter of interest to him. I can't find my letter in front of me. What's his name again, please? They'll give you his name, and you add it to the instrument. So I would attend with the notary, and the notaries, it might not be a bad idea to have the notary holding a clipboard and have a subpoena sticking out of his pocket that says right across the edge of the paper, subpoena. And he should have notary subpoenas present if one is intending to take the strongest possible posture. Again, caution is advised. I would attend with the notary, introduce myself, but not the notary, and I would say, here's my deposit. They usually require a deposit, could be $5,000 or $10,000, and they will try to specify it has to be in certified funds. Here is my deposit, officer, if it's a sheriff. And if they respond by saying, I can't accept that, I would say, are you absolutely sure of that? Then I would hand the instrument to the notary and say, this is John Jones, he works for the governor, and if you're across jurisdictions, and of course you would identify the governor of the state of whatever, or the Commonwealth of whatever, and he's here as an observer. I think at this point, officer, it would be wise for you to summon the sheriff's counsel right away, or if it's an auction house, your corporate counsel right away, so you don't get yourself into any further trouble. And while you're at it, I think you might want to call the president or the CEO, because he will want to be here since he's named as a payee on the instrument, along with the Secretary of the Treasury. Think about what you've just done. Very quickly, very quietly and efficiently, you said, let's get the top people in here. I'm not going to waste a single second arguing with you. Now, that notary, in some states, the notary is commissioned by the governor. In some states, it's commissioned by the Secretary of State. And so that's who that notary is working for. I would introduce the notary when the counsel arrives and say, hi, Mr. Jones, nice to meet you. Here's my payment. Notice the Secretary of the Treasury is a co-payee, and he's holding the funds in escrow for you. At that point, you could just show the account name on the indemnity bond. But I'm going to get right to the meat. Here's your copy of Form 1099 OID. IRS has already received notice that the funds have been transferred to you. And here's a Form 1040V for you to ensure proper reporting when you're in touch with IRS. Also, here's a copy of Form 56 indicating the Secretary of the Treasury has full authority in this matter now to make sure the funds are properly transferred from your account with him into your local account. And here's a durable power of attorney or a Form 56 providing you with all the necessary authority to post the payment and process the set-off. Now, this agent of yours has dishonored my payment, and I certainly hope you won't make the same mistake. I'm asking Mr. Jones here, in his official capacity to serve the payment, to dishonor it, to serve you with a certificate of protest right now, expressly consented to accept all liability voluntarily. Up after the break, folks. You don't want to miss us. You're listening to Take Listeners at the Public Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
My friend, welcome back. So basically, I get the, you know, there's an old rule in sales, never sell to someone who doesn't have the power to buy. You go right to the top, and I would go right to the top, and I, as simply as this, say, here's, sir, here's, we have a bit of a problem here. Mr. Jones here is about to dishonor payment, and I don't want to see him get himself in trouble. Isn't that a good way to start? I don't want to see him get himself in trouble. In other words, I'm looking to save my brother. And none of this should be done adversarially. Have a smile on your face. Say, so thanks for coming over. Mr. Jones here was about to get himself in trouble. I'd rather not see that happen. He seems like a nice fellow. He's about to dishonor my payment. Here's my payment. Now, because of this, I'm handing it to John Jones over here. He works for the governor, and he accompanied me today as an observer, but I'm going to ask him in his official capacity to serve this payment on you in lieu of the deposit or for the deposit. Also, here's a 1099 OID. We've already filed with IRS on the transaction, and here's a 1040V for you to be able to report it as well. Any problems? Let's see what he says. You can always up the ante. Keep it short and sweet and simple. Now, if you want, you can add to it, well, sir, here, it's unfortunate you say that. I'm asking Mr. Jones to serve you with a durable power of attorney. I'm providing you with all necessary authority to post the payment and process the set-off. And if you dishonor that, I'm going to ask Mr. Jones in his official capacity to issue a certificate of protest on the instrument and to note on that certificate that you have received an express warning that dishonor of this payment will comprise your acceptance of all liability. And that's going to go right into the public record. As you know, you're an attorney. You're presumed to understand that that is prima facie evidence of your liability in this matter. Now, believe me, when you talk to an attorney about accepting liability, they listen. They're not going to stand there and give you some hysterical argument. That's why you want to talk to the attorney in fiction. Depending upon what he says next, if he's upping the ante and still being intransigent, then I would show him the Form 56. Here's a copy of the secretary's authority to honor the payment. And more importantly, Mr. Jones, before you make a rash decision here, here's a copy of the deposit slip with Treasury indicating the funds are being held in your account. What do you talk about? Well, it's the indemnity bond with the green highlighting along the general counsel's name. It's in your account. Now, is there some reason you're giving me here in front of this witness that you're not accessing those funds, even though they're sitting there waiting for you? For the record, are you declining to accept my payment and requiring me to pay in a specific form of currency contrary to public policy and in violation of HJR 192? Is that your position? Are you ordering me to break the law? This is basically the old, are you ordering me to pay in anything other than gold and silver? And depending upon what he says next, and believe me, you want to keep it short, sweet, and pleasant because you don't want to give them an excuse to call authorities over. Now, if they do call authorities, you welcome the authorities and say, I'm glad you're here. I was just about to call you. I'm witnessing a serious felony ongoing, and I'll ask you to pay careful attention and execute appropriately without favoritism or discrimination. By the way, this is Mr. Jones. He's an observer from the governor's office. Or he's the governor. He works for the governor. That would be more accurate. Don't say the governor's office. He works for the governor, and he's here as an observer. So I might then pull out my copy of the UCC 3-201 and the copy of 31 CFR 103.11 and hand them to him and say, counsel, I'm sure you must be aware of, did I say 201? It's 3-104. My apologies. Did I hear you say, is my understanding correct that you're going to act in violation of UCC 3-104 and federal law as well? And that would be 31 CFR 103.11. Let me give you one final opportunity to reconsider, because I intend to ask Mr. Jones to serve you with this subpoena. Now, if that doesn't get the attorney's attention, nothing will. You could shove a firecracker in both of his ears and it wouldn't get his attention. I'd like to give you one final opportunity to reconsider, as I intend to ask Mr. Jones to serve you with this subpoena, for you to produce your books and records in this matter and to give you the opportunity, because you seem like a nice guy, under penalty of perjury to disprove the assumption that you just stole $500,000 or $5 million of funds belonging to the Secretary of the Treasury. Now, how do you think that might go over? And I might add to that, here's a copy of Form 1040 NR. That NR is the non-resident alien tax return. And I would tell him, when I send this to IRS, they will come and collect those dishonest funds from your account through your risk management carrier. And believe me, that's when you'll wish you had accepted. Folks, we'll pick this up after the break. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. Folks, before I continue on what I was saying, just one little announcement. I'll ask you to grab a pen, please. Although if you don't have a pen in your hand, then something is wrong today. And a separate piece of paper, and mark down this telephone number. 1-888-211-1715. Now that's the national hotline, the set-off hotline where you can receive a refund. Only kidding. That's a number that was established by the Republic Broadcasting Network for you to request what's called Packet F, as in Frank, as in free, because this is a free packet that's being made available to all RBN listeners. It has a number of free DVDs and books, like National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, The Secret Terrorists, and much more. So I think it might be worth your time. Take a few minutes after the program or later in the week. Give them a call and see what kind of things Republic wishes to share with you. I'm not sure if there's a request for a donation or anything like that. I haven't called the number myself, but I am familiar with these works, and I know this. Republic Broadcasting is worthy of our support in any manner that we can make it available. So thank you for following up on that. Remember, Republic is the forum that brought you this program since last April and made all this information available. Anyway, I might bring my copy of my 1040 NR out of my pocket and look at the attorney and say, you're probably familiar with this, Mr. Jones. When I send this off to IRS, what happens is they collect these dishonored funds, and they collect it from whoever was named as a fiduciary on the instrument. It's not the first time we've done this. And when that happens, you will wish that you accepted. You'll be calling me and asking for mercy. If you'd like, I can provide your attorney. You're saying this to the attorney. Say it loud and clear so everyone else can hear it, but not belligerently. I'll be happy to provide your attorney with a list of former public officials, attorneys, and court officers who have become unemployable publicly upon withdrawal of their bond when it's distressed by this process. And just shut up and look them in the eye. Now will you take my deposit? And if none of that works, then you might ask the notary to serve the criminal complaint. You might want to review this criminal complaint with your attorney. And we'll certainly take any editing comments that you might wish to add, if there are any errors whatsoever, because this is going to be delivered to a magistrate later today, by end of business today. That's, I think, the best you can do. If that doesn't gain you entrance to this sale, then nothing will, and then it has to be done in the back room. Now, that's not such a bad thing. I was advised of a case this past week where the sheriffs threatened a woman. If you show up at the sheriff's sale with a promissory note, we will place you under arrest. Now, I'll tell you something. To me, that's nonsense. I would show up and start off, I'd reverse the process. Here's a copy of UCC 3-104. Here's a copy of federal law. I would front load that one. This is John Jones. Because of the threats of arrest, I've asked the governor to send an agent here. This is John Jones, and he's taking notes and observing what goes on here today. And he might hold out a recorder. I may also ask him in his official capacity to serve papers on you, Mr. Sheriff. Here's a copy of form, the tax form that you'll need to file on this payment, 1040V. Here's a copy of the 1099 OID. Your copy, the original, has already been sent into IRS. And here is a copy of the deposit slip where the funds have been placed into deposit with Treasury in your name. They're there, and all that has to be done is they have to be transferred to you. And here is the payment. Would you still like to arrest me, sir? Do you think he will? He can't arrest you until you produce the promissory note, and you haven't produced it yet. Or would you like to think reasonably about this? Would you like to get sheriff's counsel down here? I might let him know in advance, I'm coming, have sheriff's counsel, I'm coming with an observer from the governor's office, or an observer acting on behalf of the governor. None of these things are undoable. But, folks, none of these things are without risk, and everyone has to decide for themselves what their risk quotient is. In this case, the woman did not attend. I've been informed that she sent the instrument in, or a notice of dishonor on the instrument, one or the other, with a 1099 OID and the 1040V, and guess what? The previous transaction, which occurred at the sheriff's sale, was canceled. She received notice. that that sale would not go through because they received notice that they had already been dinged for the full amount of the instrument. So much for arresting the creditor. Now, aren't you glad you tuned in today? All right, I'm going to take a deep breath here. Let's pedal back to a nice guy and tell you a little bit about what's happening in the world of BOEs. Oh, one addenda to the conversation we just held. Folks, it should all be done with an air of warmth and respect as you have an agent of the governor alongside you, and he has an agent of the Lord alongside him. He has someone there. There'll be someone at that meeting, my friends, who can make things happen to your benefit. There'll be someone at that meeting who can be in complete control and calmly get to the business of settling the accounts. And that party has been there all along. I hope you know who I'm talking about, my friends. It's you. You're the one who can make it happen because you're a child of God. You have the Lord in your back pocket, not like some boxer who's saying, I thank the Lord for the victory, although he's perfectly correct. But you're specifically asking the Lord to guide you and provide you the wisdom to do that which is right. And once you hear the Lord speak to you, as I do, you'll know what's right for you in that situation. And it may be not attending the sale and then doing it in the back door, or sending in a blanket payment and a copy of the teeth, the photocopy of the Form 56 to the secretary, the durable power of attorney to them, which is now, just so you know, I am not using the fiduciary appointment anymore in the BIC process. Instead, I'm using the durable power of attorney, but they may need some instructions in the, like fiduciary instructions, to let them know what's coming if they dishonor it. In the simplest manner, just the Form 56, the payment instrument, a durable power of attorney to them, maybe a brief note, please post this to the account using your power of attorney authority and your attorney in fact authority. And if you fail to do that, then we'll be talking about a theft of funds and the notary will be notarizing this in 10 days. The notary's cover letter to that could be all the communication you need. The notary should not be representing you, but certainly can say that I have been asked to present the following statement and incorporate it in her letter. There's nothing wrong in due presentment. That presentment should not be construed as the attempting to practice law without a license. That sentence might follow the presentment. Anyway, you should bring a high spirit to this. Let the spirit enter you and hold your head high, make no charges and cast no aspersions, and ultimately use questions to make your point. You are aware that the cover page to this 1099 OID was already sent to IRS. Did I mention that? You are aware that the funds are sitting in your account and that this Mr. Jones will be certifying that you simply declined to transfer them to your service. You are aware, you are aware, you are aware. How do you mean that? That's another great statement. I learned that from Brian Tracy, who has a wonderful series called The Psychology of Selling, which would be very helpful in these events. All right. Thank you for joining me for that. Now, in the few minutes left, I've been alerted to a number of arrests around the country. One of them came in to me, an email came in from a former attendee at the very first Law Merchant Leadership Retreat, and it said, I made payment, but the sheriff's coming after me at a sheriff's sale, and it implied that he had used a promissory note. The implication was there. But the fellow who volunteers for me asked further questions, and in the subsequent emails, it turned out that he actually followed the process which was laid out by this individual in Ohio. and found himself in trouble. They arrested him. Plus, the feds came at him for a probation violation. He had spent 18 months in prison. This is a nice young man. I've broken bread with him on a couple of occasions. But I think in certain ways he's gotten off course. And I spoke with him strongly about that as well, not just in this BOE thing, but in some other things that are going on, in aggressively using these instruments as currency. That's a big mistake, my friends. Now, there's a BOE that's floating. I don't know the exact instrument he used, but I do know it was camouflaged to look like a check, and it was a bill of exchange. For those of you who don't know what a bill of exchange is, it's a three-party instrument. Everything since 1933 that has to do with commerce is a bill of exchange. I order you to pay you. Isn't that what you do when you write a check? I order my bank to pay you through your bank. Well, when we use an item that's entitled bill of exchange, it's getting the same response that Citras were getting. But the fact is, it's getting that response not because of the title that's on it. It's getting that response because it's attempting to draw against an entity it has no claim to. His instrument attempted to draw against the Depository Trust Corporation, which was the brainchild of this fellow in Ohio, who, by the way, also attended the BIC conferences, attended, I think, two of them, and through other parties, he said basically he's attending to troll for customers or clients. And we've had many people do that, and I have no objection to that, but give them their money's worth. Give them wisdom, not garbage. And so his comment and the comment of the fellow in Massachusetts who said that I had identified 30 people arrested with promissory notes, their commentary tends to be that my instruments, and they're not mine once they're in your hands, but the instruments I use for myself are defective because they quote statutes. And, of course, anyone who's attended a conference knows we quote no statutes anywhere in any of our papers, except perhaps as a footnote in a letter in brackets saying, for your reference, you may wish to consult the following statute. And also because it doesn't have CUSIP numbers and other numbers, other public signs of homage. That's correct. These are private instruments, and I would never put a CUSIP number on or any number that appears to imply CUSIP jurisdiction, and I would never put any jurisdictional notes on there to indicate a public jurisdiction. I'm issuing the instrument on my full faith and credit, and our latest language makes that so clear. The fact is, a promissory note can be written as a bill of exchange if it has beneficiaries, which are bonded promissory notes, or as I call them now, secured promissory notes, do. They list an instrument. They list one or more beneficiaries or fiduciaries. But they're still perceived as promissory notes, rightly so, because they are a promise to pay. There was a BOE that got called to my attention from a number of different sources out in California. And that's one that was being used to acquire worldly possessions. And I opened it up and read it over, and there was some of my language in there, taken from other instruments, but once it's out of my hands, it's not my language, on the back. And I recognized that language. It had to be 7-8 years old because it was language where I was attempting to rewrite some of Roger Elvick's language because I didn't understand it. And I'll tell you, I still don't understand it. And that's not to demean Roger. Roger's a brilliant man. But I wanted to create language that the public could understand, because if I couldn't understand it, probably the public or public accountants would not know what it was about either. And I've dealt with many public accountants over the years. So it had that, but it also had all the same innuendo. It's not clear where the instrument is drawing from. Like our early instruments were not clear. And there's an implication they're drawing against Treasury. And that is a huge mistake, and no one should do that. We're drawing against a UCC contract, trust account. All of that will be interpreted as drawing against Treasury. The brilliance of the beneficiaries in common methodology not invented by me is that you're drawing against your own instrument placed on deposit with Treasury. My promissory note routes through my offset bond or my indemnity bond or both. And that's all I'm telling you to do. I am backing the instrument with my full faith and credit. What, Mr. Agent, what about that don't you understand? Do you have a mortgage? Did you sign a promissory note? What are you backing that with? Are you backing it with your full faith and credit? What makes you think I'm not backing mine with my full faith and credit? Because if you bring me into court or you attempt to, then we're probably going to have to bring you in as well. That said, friends, I caution you, do not use instruments as currency and do not use it unless they write them. If they write a promissory note and you take it and you sign it and register it with the county and take out a certified copy, you've made payment. It's done. That's a different story. Or as a friend pointed out to me at a meeting 2 weeks ago, what can they charge? When did the instrument suddenly become fraudulent? When I signed it? You wrote it. That's a whole different story. When we come back, we're going to go to the phones very briefly. We have Tim waiting for a phone call, I believe. And we'll be happy to accept that. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't you dare go away, folks. Who knows what you'll miss in the last 5 minutes.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got no-
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to the last segment of what I think was a very interesting broadcast of Take No Prisoners. I'm sorry if I sound a little confused here. I was going to go to the phones and take a call from Tim, but I actually was reading from my own Skype address list. So, folks, you have to ask yourselves, what are you doing taking any advice from a man who can't even read his own computer screen? Come on now. Consider the source. I may say that tongue-in-cheek, but also do consider that ultimately you have to make the decisions as to where you gain your knowledge, how you gain it, and what you think is appropriate for you. I was about to say it's your life, but really we know that life is only leased. But while it's on lease from the Lord, it's yours to control. So choose wisely, my friends. That said, I want to thank you for joining me, but I'm going to take one quick phone call from Richard in Alabama. Richard, thank you for calling and being patient.
At 12:15 Central Time, you said something about you had a process for to use at sentencing. Is it too late in the program to get into that?
You bet. We've got 2 minutes left. How about you call in and be my guest tomorrow night?
Oh,
are you there?
I don't know all that much. A lot of questions.
Well, 1 p.m. We'll have our next broadcast of Take No Prisoners at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Why don't you call in and ask that question first thing? And we will cover that very important topic in detail. But let me just give you a clue, Richard. I just reviewed the process. What I did for the sheriff's sale would work with sentencing, too. And I would do it all by paperwork in advance. Plus, there are some other elements that we bring to that, Richard. We surrender the surety to them. So between today, with this fine question you asked, and tomorrow night, I'd like you to go into the archives at Republic Broadcasting and download the programs from, download a smattering of our program, and certainly a couple from the beginning and middle of September and some earlier ones perhaps over the summer, and bring yourself up to speed real quickly so that tomorrow night's conversation will have more meaning for you. I thank you for calling and bringing up that topic. My friends,
it's
2:57 Eastern Standard Time. That means this party is over. So I very much hope that you'll forgive me for any statements I made that were negative here about other processes. You have to ultimately make the decision as to what you use and with whom you work. But I do think it's important when there are difficulties that can land you in prison that it be pointed out. I am a firm believer that a promissory note and or a bond is a far safer instrument to use in most circumstances than a bill of exchange. But I could write a bill of exchange tomorrow that would be safe, and for all you know, maybe I have. But it would not draw against the Department of Treasury. Do not do that, my friends. Anyway, we will see you tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to continue this discussion. We're not done yet. Tomorrow's program, I hope, will be every bit as interesting and relevant as today's. Thank you for joining me. I'm blessed to have you. Enjoy this wonderful weekend and the life that the Lord gave you. Good night, and God bless.